It's Grand Ole Opry Time, starring Red Foley!
Now listen, while I tell you about a place I know, down in Tennessee where the tall corn grows, hidden from the world in a bunch of pines, where the moon's a little bashful and it seldom shines. Civilized people live there all right, but they all go native on a Saturday night. Their music is a fiddle and a crack guitar. They get the kicks from an old fruit jar. They do the boogie to an old square dance. The woods are full of couples looking for romance. They struggle and they shuffle till broad daylight. Yes, they all go native on a Saturday night. Pretty is a fiddle and a crack guitar. They get the kicks from an old fruit jar. They do the boogie to an old square dance. The woods are full of couples looking for romance. They struggle and they shuffle till broad daylight. Yes, they all go native on a Saturday night. Thank you very much. Thanks a lot. And a great big hi to all my good friends and neighbors of Grand Ole Opry.
Well, everybody's here and accounted for, Red, with Rod Brassfield, Minnie Pearl, Claude Sharp's Old Hickory Singers, Wally Fowler and the Oak Ridge Quartet, and the entire gang.
And tonight's guest, making his first appearance here on the Opry, Tennessee Ernie. And we're mighty proud to have him along tonight,
Listen,
too.
Listen, Red, I see a friend of yours heading this way. Sort of a short fellow with a tall head.
Yes, sir, that could only be the Hohenwald hotshot, Rod Brassfield.
Thank you, man. Thank you, Mr. Foley. Hey, Miss Foley.
Ain't so hot tonight, is it?
You just beat me to it, didn't you? Hey, Miss Foley, do you like to look at pictures?
Pictures?
Yeah.
I don't know of a thing I like to do better than look at pictures, right?
Well, here's one right here. Look here. Right here.
Well, let me see that.
There's a picture of my daddy, my poppy, standing in front of a saloon in Chicago.
Hey, let's see. Your papa, huh? What about that? That's a good picture.
Yeah, it's my daddy standing in front of a saloon up there in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's him. That's him standing there in front of, leaning up against that there poster in front of the saloon there.
Wait a minute, let me look at that again. That's a good picture. I can see the saloon there, all right, Rod. I don't see your papa anywhere there.
Huh?
I say I don't see your papa there.
Has he gone back in there again? I'm going to have to watch that old man, you know it. Howdy, friend. I find out it ain't so hot tonight, is it? Well, sir, I was almost late getting here tonight. I had to stop at home there at Rex Grimes' hardware store. I stopped up there and I told Rex I wanted to buy an outboard motor. And Rex says, Rod, what do you want with an outboard motor this time of the year? I told him, I says, well, I was just over to see Dr. Woods over at the hospital in Waynesboro, and he said I had a floating kidney, and I thought I might as well have some fun out of it. I was standing there just like a human being, minding everybody's business but mine. And my cousin walked in, Cousin Walter Cowley. He walked in, and he was all dressed up just fit to kill, and I says to him, I says, Walter, where in the cat hair are you fixing to go? And he said he was going up to the big city, up to Tullahoma. Said he was going up there to see his gal. Pulled off his hat, and be doggone if he didn't have his hair parted in the middle. Yeah, had his hair parted in the middle and all slicked down with a lot of Stay Put on it. I asked Rex after he went out, I said, Rex, why does he part his hair in the middle? And he says, well, he has to when he goes to the city. Because they have an ordinance up there that says every block must have an alley. Here the other day, I was working in Uncle Sipe's Snip Snap Bite restaurant there in Hornwall. Walter come in and sat down to eat, and he says to me, he says, Rod, how much is a piece of pie? I says, it's a dime. He says, well, give me a piece of apple pie. And I went and got him a piece of apple pie and brung him a piece of apple pie. And just before he started to take the first bite, he says to me, he says, how much is a slice of watermelon? I says, it's a dime, too. He says, well, bring me a slice of watermelon. I'll give you the pie back and take the watermelon. So I took the pie back and brought him the watermelon, slice of watermelon. And he ate it and then started out the door. And I said, wait a minute here, Walter. You didn't pay me for that watermelon there. You forgot to pay me, buddy. He says, pay you for what? I says, that busted watermelon you just ate. He says, well, I paid you for it. I says, huh? He says, yeah, I'll give you the pie back for it. I said, yeah, but you hadn't paid for the pie. He says, of course I didn't pay for the pie, because I didn't eat no pie, did I? I still think that fool owes me a dime, but I'll swear I don't know what for.
Tennessee Ernie! Ernie, we've been looking for you to pay us a visit here for some time now.
Yeah.
Where you been keeping yourself? What you been doing?
Out on the West Coast, Red, and making a few phonograph records and writing a tune or two and working in radio. I've not been too busy.
Now, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Haven't been too busy?
No.
I know you've been busy for the last couple of 3 months because you've been anticipating the stork, I bet.
I sure have, Red.
And yesterday at 2 o'clock, friends and neighbors, the stork presented Tennessee Ernie with a 7-pound, 11-ounce baby boy. How about that, huh? George, I can't think of a better way to get into the anticipation blues than that, huh?
All right, Red, we'll sure do it.
All right, there you go.
She just got home from the doctor. I just got home from the mill. She looked a little peaked. Her eyes were kind of streaked. I couldn't figure out what made her ill. She looked a little weepish, smile kind of sheepish. The answer hit me like a hickory maw. I throwed my dinner bucket down, yeah, like a trailing hound. I was gonna be a daddy after all. Oh, the waiting, anticipating. Rock-a-bye, I'm gonna be a daddy now. Hey, you boy, daddy. Well, the weeks went by kind of sweetly. Then all at once I thought she lost her mind. She'd rant, she'd rave for the things she would crave, like ice cream and sauerkraut combined. She wanted watermelon. It was winter time. Dill pickles sat around the house in jars. My house, she'd eat that stuff. She never seemed to get enough. And at 3 a.m. she'd want candy bars. Oh, the waiting, anticipating. Rock-a-bye, I'm gonna be your daddy now. Well, at last the time was drawing near. I began to walk and pace and sweat. The doctor said, now, son, I know this ain't no fun, but we ain't never lost a daddy yet. I stood up and I sat down. I even thought of leaving town. The doctor and the nurse came out all grins. They said, buck up, my boy. Why, you should shout with joy. You're the daddy of a pair of bouncing twins. No more waiting, anticipating. Rock-a-bye, I'm a daddy now.
Thanks a lot, Tennessee. Thank you. Thanks a lot, friend. We're going to have him back here in a few minutes. No more anticipating for him right now, because as we said, that's the truth. The old stork did present Ernie with a bouncing baby boy yesterday. He's going to be back a little later on, however. But right now, here's four singing fellas waiting to make some revival music for us. That's Wally Fowler and the Oak Ridge Quartet, and they're singing You Ain't Got Faith Till You Got Religion.
Oh, well, you ain't got faith
till you got religion.
No, you ain't got faith
till you got religion.
I said you ain't got faith
till you got religion.
So get religion in your soul.
Well, now you ain't got faith
till you got religion.
No, you ain't got faith
till you got religion.
Said you ain't got faith
till you got religion. So get religion in your soul.
Great Lord, will it happen in the story like the good book said? Well, David met Goliath and he fought him dead. David wasn't worried when he had the sword, cause he had religion and he trusted in the Lord. Well, Noah thought the flood would be the judgment day. He began to build the ark without delay. Well, Noah wasn't worried when the waters poured, cause he had religion and he trusted in the Lord. Well, Moses and his people knew they had to flee, so he led the crossing of the deep Red Sea. But Moses wasn't worried when he had the ford, cause he had religion and he trusted in the Lord.
Well, now you ain't got faith
till you got religion.
Said you ain't got faith
till you got religion.
No, you ain't got faith
till you got religion. So get religion in your soul.
I said you ain't got faith
till you got religion.
No, you ain't got faith
till you got religion.
Said you ain't got faith
till you got religion. So get religion in your soul.
Just a closer walk with age. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. I'm weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to thee.
Claude Sharp and the old Hickory Singers up here, we might as well have a tune out of them. Claude, you and your boys, give us a verse and a chorus of something like Old Miss Hannah. Will you do that? Here we go.
Old Miss Hannah, ain't you coming out tonight? Walking bird and singing and the moon and shining bright. Roses am a nodding and a swaying in the breeze. Get on your Sunday, go to meeting, close and come along, please. Can't you hear the banjos strumming? Can't you hear the fiddle call? Can't you hear the folks are dancing in the Odd Fellows Hall? Wheels rolling down the levee by the light of the moon, listening to the fiddle and the mocking bird's tune. Oh, Miss Hannah, the cotton fields and white as snow. Way out on the river, I can hear those steamboats blow. The music and the moonlight have got me in a trance. Oh, Lordy me, Miss Hannah, let's go to that dance. Miss Hannah, let's go to that dance. Oh, Miss Hannah, the cotton fields and white as snow. Way out on the river, I can hear those steamboats blow. Music and the moonlight have got me in a trance. Oh, Lord, to me, Miss Hannah, let's go to that dance, Miss Hannah. Let's go to that.
singing to be proud of, boys, and here comes your reward. She's the famous gossip of Grinder Switch, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
I'm just proud to be here. Well, sir, I'm excited tonight. I'm telling you the truth. While I was walking across the street, a young feller in his teens whistled at me. He did. Oh, I'll tell you. Thank you. I don't know what it is that I've got that makes the young fellers go for me. I'd like to know what I could get to make them come back when they're a little older. Well, sir, we had a swap party at Grinder Switch this week. That's where I live, Grinder Switch. Me and Mammy and brother and sister and all of us live up there together. Unicorn Buttlescut come in with a pair of cowboy spurs he wanted to trade. He said they made his ribs awful sore. And I says to him, I says, why, Uni, we just call him Uni and cut the corn. I says to him, I says, Uni, spurs can't hurt your ribs. And Uni says they can't. Listen, I bought these here for my little boy and I have to be the horse. Well, I said, oh, brother and our next door neighbor that lives right across the holler from us, well, they got in the spirit of the swap party right away. They started trading punches. And Doug Snyder, he come to the swap party with a pop-up toaster. I says to him, I says, why, Doug, what do you want to trade that beautiful toaster for? And Doug says, it's no good. It's supposed to be a pop-up toaster, and we still can't get pop-up. Oh, me.
Hey, Minnie!
Yes.
Hi, Minnie Pearl.
Howdy.
How are you?
I'm all right.
Minnie, if you got any swapping to do, by net, I'm just a feller to do it with.
What have you got to swap, Rodley?
Well, my my gal Susie's pappy wanted some seat covers for his car.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, I just... Nothing. Nothing except I thought maybe he was just being modest when he said he wanted seat covers, so I went out and bought him a pair of red flannels.
Rodley, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Sure enough.
Yes, you're a bad boy. You ain't no good
now,
at
Minnie
all.
Pearl, Minnie Pearl. Now, you stop that. Don't talk to me like that because my Ned Yorton to talk to me like that because I come from a fine family.
Fine family.
Yes, sir. Now, you take my Uncle Si.
You take him. I've got Uncle Nabob. Hey!
Well, what's he running?
Did I tell you?
Seems to me like I voted for him. What's he running for these days?
The edge of town. He's got the whole town behind him. Uncle Nabob's went in for... Uncle Nabob's went in for...
What are we getting these days?
He's went in for raising fleas for a big New York flea circus.
He's raising fleas?
Yes.
For a flea circus?
Yes.
Well, that's one job you got to start from scratch, ain't it?
You want to do the boogie, come along with me, and I'll take you to the top of East Tennessee and do the Smoky Mountain Boogie. Smoky Mountain Boogie. When you get the feeling, you go, whee, when you do the Smoky Mountain Boogie Boogie. Like a baby loves his father, like a schoolboy loves his pie, you love the Smoky Mountain Boogie. I declare and hope to die, you love the Smoky Mountain Boogie. Smoky Mountain Boogie. When you get the feeling, you go, whee, when you do the Smoky Mountain Boogie Boogie. Next one, go now. There's a shimmy shaking hot foot and a cordwood drag, but on the Smoky Mountain Boogie I just have to brag, you love a Smoky Mountain Boogie. Smoky Mountain Boogie. When you get the feeling, you go, whee, when you do the Smoky Mountain Boogie Boogie. Over in Oak Ridge they made a bomb to drop, they use a beat from my boogie just to give it to pop, they love a Smoky Mountain Boogie. Smoky Mountain Boogie. When you get the feeling, you go, whee, when you do the Smoky Mountain Boogie Boogie. do the Smoky Mountain boogie woogie.
Well, see, I guess I'll sort of slow things down here a bit. I guess I better get busy and sing you one of my favorite songs. I think most of you folks have heard it, and I hope you'll enjoy it. A little song called I Gotta Have My Baby Back. Baby, baby, I miss you so very much, it hurts me, baby. I gotta have my baby back. Can't eat, can't sleep without my baby, I just couldn't get along. I gotta have my baby back. Alone in a tavern, people all around, laughing and dancing, heading to town. Jukebox is playing songs about you, songs with memories making me blue. Baby, come on home. Without my baby, I just couldn't get along. I gotta have my baby back. I just gotta have my baby back.
The program was previously released by NBC, the National Broadcasting Company, for listeners in the United States, and rebroadcast for our servicemen and women overseas. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.